Genesis chapter number 22. Genesis chapter number 22. And I'm just going to take two verses to as my initial text, and then we'll go back in just a little bit and read 14 verses out of Genesis 22. Praise God. Genesis chapter 22, and I'm going to read verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 and verse number 8. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father, and he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight. God, we just thank you for your presence that's here. God, as soon as we walked into this service, God, just could feel your love and your spirit, God. And I just pray that we have received you and that we have hearts that are open to you tonight, God. I thank you, Lord, for your word. God, I thank you that your word, it is the lamp unto our feet. It is the light unto our path. God, it directs us. It guides us. It strengthens us, God. It shows us the way. And God, I just pray tonight, God, that you would anoint, God, that you would anoint us to speak your word, God, not in my ability, God, not in my wisdom, not in my power or strength. But God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would anoint us, God, and equip us and enable us, God, to speak your word. That every thought, that every word, God, will be what you have intended to be spoken tonight. And God, I pray that our hearts, God, would not, God, that we would not be, God, be unattentive, God. That we would not allow our minds to drift. But God, we'd receive the word. We would be hearers of the word tonight, God. That our hearts would be open, that your word can fall on that good ground. And God, that fruit can be produced, results can be produced, God, through your word. And God, we just pray for your Holy Spirit to anoint our time around these altars. God, draw us to you. God, help us to leave this service more committed than we've ever been, God, to you. And we thank you for it. And we ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said amen and amen. Praise God. You can be seated tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to preach tonight just for a little while on this assurance, on this promise, a guarantee, I guess we could call it, not from me, but from God. And it's this: God will provide. God will provide. I love what Abraham said to his son Isaac. I love Abraham's demeanor. Now we're going to back up in a little bit and read the first 14 verses of Genesis 22. Don't get ahead of me though, okay? I know that most of you know the story, you know the outcome, you know how it all unfolds, but understand, we jumped right into the middle of this situation of this story that Abraham is living out in his life. And now when we jump right into the middle of it, it really doesn't seem like that big of a deal. Okay, Abraham is telling his son that God's going to take care of everything. Amen. God's going to handle it. God's going to provide it. Don't know it. Isaac, you could tell, was a little concerned and a little bit worried about it, but Abraham presented such a calm demeanor and attitude, amen, about his confidence in God. Amen. And he told Isaac, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Amen. God's going to provide the need, amen, whenever it is his time and his place. But you see, if we read the entire story as we're going to, amen, we'll find that the situation is not as calm as it seems like in 7 and 8. Amen. It's not such an easy situation for Abraham to be dealing with. Amen. But I want to give you the assurance that Abraham gave to his son Isaac, amen, that God has given to each believer all through His Word tonight, that it doesn't matter the situation, it doesn't matter what God has asked you to do, amen, it doesn't matter how easy or difficult that it is tonight, I want to give you the promise that God will provide, amen, in the moment, in the place, amen, that provision is needed. How many believes that tonight? Let me tell you something, church. If you will get that in your heart, it will change your life. And I know I've been saying that a lot, but I just believe when we get the precepts of the Word of God buried in our spirit, amen, it will change the very way that we live from day to day. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with tonight, church. I may not be able to put my arms around you tonight and give you the words of comfort that you need, because I may not have ever been where you are tonight. Amen. I may not know, amen, the severity of your situation. But this one thing I do know tonight is that God is going to provide in the situation that you're dealing with tonight. Do you believe that? Genesis 22 and 1 says, let's go ahead and just read this situation, this time in Abraham's life. And then we're going to take what Abraham went through and how he dealt with it, and we're going to apply it to our lives tonight. How many knows we can learn a few things from those who's gone before us? And it says, and it came to pass after these things that God, now my King James says God did tempt Abraham. I want you to know it's impossible for God to tempt somebody. Amen. But if you'll look at that, it means that He tested them. Okay, He didn't tempt him to evil, but He tested Abraham. And He said unto him, Abraham, and He said, Behold, here I am. And God said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom you love, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Now let me stop right there and say this. You and I understand the character and the nature of God because we have the Word. We know that in Leviticus, God gave the command to the children of Israel and said that it is a reprehensible act, amen, to sacrifice your own children or to sacrifice humans. Amen. God forbid them to do that because that was the custom of many heathen religions that they would sacrifice human sacrifices. We know that that's not God's way. But Abraham, he wasn't in Leviticus yet. Come on. He hadn't read Leviticus yet. Amen. Because it hadn't been written yet. So understand that Abraham was just going on what God had told him. Know this, that God had spoke to Abraham many years before. Amen. And He told Abraham, I'm going to give you a seed. Now understand that Abraham and Sarah, or at that time, Abram and Sarai were without children. Sarai's womb was barren. We know that God came and said, through your seed that all the people are going to be blessed, that all the nations of the world are going to be blessed, that your seed is going to be more than the sands on the sea and the stars in the heavens. And we know that Abraham said, are you really telling me this is going to happen as old as I am? Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah was, 90 years old, I think. And the Bible even says that Sarah laughed behind the door of the tent when she heard God give that promise. And we know that through the process of it, Abraham and Sarah tried to figure some things out on their own. How many knows we're guilty of doing that? Amen. We try to help God out in His plan. plans. And most of the time, God has to fix our mess before he can fulfill his plan. Amen. Amen. Because Sarah knew, I'm barren. I can't have kids. So she sent her handmaiden, Hagar, in with Abraham and Hagar bare a son, Ishmael. But God showed up to Abraham and said, now, Abraham, listen, I'm going to bless Ishmael because this is not his fault anyway. He's your seed, but I'm going to bless him. He said, but I'm going to give you a son. His name's going to be Isaac, and it's going to be through Isaac that the covenant and the promise is given. Amen. So here Abraham knows that God has already told him that through his son Isaac is where the promise is going to be fulfilled. But now God is telling him to take Isaac, his only son, who he loves, take him up to Mount Moriah and offer him as a sacrifice. That's where I would have fell apart, church. That's where I'd have lost it. Come on now. But listen to verse 3. My Lord. And Abraham rose up early in the... Do you think this was an easy proposition for Abraham? Absolutely it wasn't. But Abraham rose up early in the morning, and he saddled his donkey, and he took two of his young men with him, and he took Isaac his son. He clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went to the place of which God had told him. God, help me to have the faith that Abraham had. God, help me to have that unwavering, unquestioning faith that Abraham possessed in this moment of his life. It says, then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and he saw the place afar off. Amen. Can I tell you, saints of God, Abraham knew that he was headed to a place in his life. Amen. Abraham knew that just a few days' journey, amen, just a few more steps, a few more crossing of valleys and rivers and whatever may lay between him and the place. But he knew that there was something coming. Amen. He knew what God had asked him to do. Amen. He knew the command that God had given him. Amen. And Abraham had risen up in faith without questioning, without wavering. Amen. As difficult as it must have been. Amen. Saints of God, I get so frustrated at myself sometimes because I get to whining about the silliest things, Brother Johnny. Amen. I get thrown off the path over the silliest things. God, I can't believe that you're letting me go through this. God, and most of the time it's my fault anyway. Come on. God, it's not fair that I'm having to deal with this. God, everybody else has got it so easy. Come on now. Anybody else ever said that before? God, everybody else has just got, I'm talking about you're opening the doors. You're rolling back the Red Sea. Amen. Everybody else is high walking or walking through high cotton, as they used to say. Amen. But you know what? God, here I am. I'm just struggling to make it every step. What you've asked me to do is so hard. What you ask me to do is unfair. Amen. God, I just don't think I'm going to make it. God, I don't think that I'm willing to go through what you put in front of me. And how many knows that most of the time we don't even get started on the journey? And if we do get started, many times we quit before we get to the place. Come on. I love Abraham. Well, Abraham was a perfect man, but Abraham always came back to faith in God. Whenever he didn't know what to do, when he didn't know what the outcome would be, when he didn't know how he was going to handle it, you know what he always come back to? Just simple faith in God, that God would provide. It says, Abraham said unto his young men, abide you here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and he laid it upon Isaac his son. Isn't it something how in chapter 22 of Genesis, that there is a portrayal of what's going to happen at the end of the life of Christ? Come on now. I was looking at that today. It's not my message, but I'm just saying it's something else, okay? Something you can look at when you get home. God offered His Son. God asked Abraham to offer His Son. When it come time to walk up that Mount Moriah, Abraham laid the wood on Isaac. They laid the cross on Christ when He climbed up that mountain, that hill, Golgotha. The Bible says, and He took the fire in His hand and He took a knife, and they went both of them together. My question to you tonight is are you going to have faith for the journey? Are you going to be willing? Because the question is not it. And the question is not if God will provide the faith. Because I want to tell you something. If you're willing to have the faith, God will give you all the faith you need tonight. The question is, are you willing to have the faith to go ahead and climb the mountain tonight? The Bible says Abraham saw the place that he was headed from a far distance. He knew where he was going. He left his servants behind. He took Isaac, his son, and he began, and he took the offering, the wood for the offering. He took the fire in his hand, and they began to make their trek up that hill of Moriah, that mountain of Moriah. Amen. And as they climbed that mountain, amen, as they were weaving their way through the brush, and I don't know what the terrain is there, but in my mind, as they climbed over the rocks and they navigated their way, as they made their way, I can see Isaac thinking about the process. I see the wood, it's on my back. I see the fire that Dad has in his hands. And you know what? I believe that maybe they had made that walk before, amen. And they had went and they had sacrificed, amen, and worshiped God from that altar, amen. But here Isaac's looking around and he says, Dad, he says, Father, he says, I see everything that we need for this moment of worship, but Father, where is the sacrifice? Where is it? And Abraham understanding, amen, what God had told him, and understanding the command that God had given him, amen, Abraham turned to Isaac and he said, Isaac, and let me just paraphrase just a little bit. I don't know what's going to happen when we get to that place. I don't know the outcome of this. I don't know exactly what's going to come of it, but I know this: when the time arrives, I know that if I will go to where God has sent me, that God is going to provide Himself a lamb for a sacrifice. It's just my responsibility just to go where He told me to go and to do what He has told me to do. Nothing else. It's not my job to figure it out, Isaac. I'm just going to leave that up to God, and He will provide. How many times, church, do we talk ourselves out of getting to that place because we can't figure out in our mind how it's all going to work? Come on, somebody. We can't figure out how we're going to have the strength to do what God has asked us to do, and we never get to the place to give God the opportunity to give us the grace we need to follow through with what He's asked us to do. Come on, somebody. Church, I believe that too many times we miss out on too many things from God simply because we're not willing to have the faith to go ahead and climb the mountain. You listening to me tonight? I tell you what, there's been a lot of people that's quit on God, that God had provision for them if they'd have just had the faith, Brother Johnny, to climb the mountain. If they'd have just had the commitment to keep putting one foot in front of the other and just keep doing what God had asked them to do. I know it's difficult, Abraham. I know what God has asked you to do. If I'm trying to put myself in your shoes, I would say it's an impossible request. But Abraham obeyed because he had faith in God that God would provide. You see, Abraham had faith in how God viewed him. Sometimes, church, I think it's important that you and I understand how God views us. Abraham, I believe, knew that God was not out to destroy his life. Amen. God was not out to hurt him, amen, or to make life miserable on him just for the fun of it and for the pleasure of God. You see, Abraham knew what it was to stand in the presence of God, Brother Johnny, and God looked at Abram, and he says, no longer will you be called Abram, but from this day forward you will be Abraham, because Abram means an exalted father, but you see, Abraham is that promise that means the father of many. Come on, somebody. Amen. Abraham knew that he was in covenant with God. Amen. And he knew that this God that he was in covenant with, amen, was a God of life. Come on now. Amen. Was a God, amen, that was wanting to display his glory and his power through Abraham's life. And I believe that because Abraham believed that, it allowed Abraham to keep climbing the mountain. I guess you can say it like this: kept showing up to church when you didn't feel like showing up to church. Kept opening that Bible in the morning or in the evening when you really didn't feel like opening that Bible in the morning or in the evening. Come on, somebody. But you know what, God, I know that we're in covenant. And I know that you said you have not come into the world to condemn the world, but you have come so the world through you might have life. Where's the sacrifice? I don't know, Isaac. I don't know where the sacrifice is. I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. But this is what I know. God will provide. God will provide. You can go to the book of Hebrews chapter number 11. And it speaks of, and that is that book of faith. Heroes of faith. And you can read about Abraham. And you know what the Bible says about Abraham in the book of Hebrews? And I can't remember exactly what verse, maybe 9, 10, something like that. And it says that Abraham obeyed. And I can't get it verbatim, but Abraham obeyed in offering his only son, believing that God would raise him from the dead. Come on now. Abraham didn't know how it's going to turn out, church, but he knew God was going to provide. He knew God was going to be faithful. He knew that if he would keep walking up that mountain, he knew that if he would keep obeying God, amen, that if he didn't think, he knew that if he would keep wanting to put another foot in front of the other, God was going to give him the grace. Come on, somebody. We talked about it this morning in Sunday school. Amen. God was going to, maybe Abraham thought, can you imagine the emotions going through Abraham's fleshly mind, carnal mind? Even but every time that Abraham had the will and the desire just to keep obeying, God gave him the grace that he needed, church, to follow through and obey simply because Abraham was willing to believe God. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know what situations that you are in this service, that you are in the middle of tonight. I don't know the outcome. I'm not here to say that I have looked into the future and that God has given me a prophecy of how everything is going to work out in your life. But church, I want to tell you something. Even as sure as we are here tonight, I can say with all confidence that if you will keep trusting God, and if you will keep having faith in Him, and if you will keep walking with Him, I want to tell you that God will provide in your life. Amen. Yes, there may be an altar on the top of that mountain. Amen. You may have to put something on that altar, amen, that you never dreamed you would have to put there. But I want to tell you, if you will obey God, if you will have the faith that will cause you to keep obeying Him, God is going to provide in your life in a way that you never thought possible. But you have to be willing to keep climbing the mountain. How many people has missed out on God's provision because they got halfway up this thing and they said, I can't do it? Come on now. I'm a pastor, and I think in that point of view a lot of times, and I think about from the point of view of the call of God and the ministry that God has placed me in, church. I'm going to tell you that there's some battles sometimes. There's some things, there's some spiritual warfare sometimes, and there's some dry places and there's some valleys sometimes. And you get to the point of saying, God, you know, it really seemed like it'd be easier if I just, you know, just go live. I know I've got it made. But it just seems like if you could just go live a normal life. You know what? I believe a lot of pastors have missed out, Brother Johnny, on seeing souls saved, churches revived, communities healed, because somewhere along the way, you know what? They said, I can't do this. They turned around, they walked back down off the mountain, they went back to wherever it was, and they just lived their life. You know what, I believe there's a lot of families that have missed out on God's provision because somewhere along the way, somebody said, I can't do this. Come on now. I believe, church, that there's been a lot of people that have missed out on God's healing in their hearts and their lives. Maybe finance, I don't know, the situations that you're in. All because, saints of God, maybe they started out, maybe they wanted to obey, but they just simply lost the will to have faith in God, to simply trust Him through the process. This is a truth, church. If Abraham would have built his altar at the bottom of Mount Moriah, how many knows the provision wasn't there? If Abraham would have built his altar and offered his offering, amen, halfway up the mountain, how many knows the provision wasn't there? I don't know if every step that Abraham took, that ram took a step with him on the other side of that mountain. I don't know. Or if maybe God had caught that ram in that thicket maybe hours or days before Abraham ever got there. All I know is that it wasn't until he got to the top of the mountain, to the place that God had sent him to, that the provision was there. It wasn't, Brother Johnny, until Abraham was willing to follow through to completeness that all of a sudden there was a provision that showed up. Let's go ahead and finish up reading it. And they came to the place, verse 9, they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and he laid the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son, and he laid him on the altar upon the wood. Brother Joe, if I hadn't already quit, I might have quit right there. But all the faith that Abraham had in God. You know what Abraham was showing God? It's not about what I understand. It's not about the things that I can reason out and how I think it ought to be. It's not even about, you see, I believe that he was showing God that, God, I understand the promise and the covenant that you have given me. Lord, it doesn't have to be through Isaac, God, because if whatever the case is, God, my trust is not in Isaac, my son, but my trust is in you. I believe that Isaac was probably the dearest thing that Abraham possessed. And he was willing to give that was most precious to him in obedience to God because of the faith that he had in the God that he served. Church, how many times do we put ourselves, do we put other people, do we put things above our relationship with God? Are you listening to me tonight? And then we wonder why. We wonder why. God, how come nothing ever works out for me? Come on. God, how come everything is so easy for everybody else, but it's so hard for me? Oh, he said there was going to be hard days. But let me tell you something, church. In this covenant that we have with God, every day is not going to be hard. You listen to me? There's going to be days of provision because he promised that. I know there's going to be afflictions. The Word of God says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver us out of them all. What does that tell me, church? There's going to be some hard days that we're going to have to face. But if we'll keep having faith in God, there's going to come a day of provision and a blessing and deliverance in our life. But it will never come if we quit. We will never get to the place of God's miracle and God's provision if we lose faith before we get there tonight. Church, keep having faith in God because He will provide. Said He will provide. Verse 10, and Abraham stretched forth his hand. I can't even imagine this. And I think God has asked me to do difficult things sometimes. Abraham stretched forth his hand and he took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. Oh, can you imagine the relief? And he said, here am I. You see, Abraham didn't know that the angel of the Lord was going to stop him when he stopped him. Because we know that through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it's written in Hebrews, that Abraham thought there might be a possibility that God was going to have to raise Isaac from the dead. Abraham, Abraham, here am I, Lord. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Listen to verse 13. Why hadn't Abraham seen this before? Because it wasn't time yet. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and he looked. And behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and he offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mountain of the Lord it shall be seen. What shall be seen? God's provision for your life, if you're willing to keep the faith in God. That word Jehovah Jireh, I know that we sing a song about it, but the meaning that it was passed down to the children of Israel was Jehovah Jireh, which means our Lord will provide. But that word literally means God, because Jehovah, we know, is the Hebrew word Yahweh, actually, but anyways, the interpretation of the Hebrew word for God. God in Jireh is seas. How many knows that on the top of that mountain wasn't the only place that God saw? How many knows that God saw Abraham the very first step he took out of his tent that morning? He saw him when he cut the wood. He saw him when he got the fire. He saw him when he got his son. He saw him as he traveled and he looked up and he seen the place from a far distance. He saw him. He saw him every step up that mountain, every step up that hill, every moment, amen, that as Abraham built the altar, as he laid the wood, as he laid his son, as he took the knife, God saw it. But also, God saw that ram before. before Abraham ever left his home, Brother Johnny. Come on now. God saw. He saw what was going to be needed and where it was going to be needed. And he knew that if Abraham would have the faith to get to that place, he knew that there was going to be provision waiting on him. Church, let me tell you, I don't know how hard it is for you. I don't know how difficult it is for you. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know where your mindset is. Maybe everybody in this room is on top of the mountain already. Maybe everybody in this room is, hey, you've already received your blessing, and man, you're doing great, and praise God if you are. But just be reminded, when the time comes that what you're going through seems like it's too difficult to endure, if you will keep the faith in God, He's going to provide for you. Do you believe that? Keep climbing the mountain. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart when I see people quit before they get to the place. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you, church, God has never failed to provide if we'll just keep walking, if we'll just keep obeying, if we'll keep doing what God has asked us to do. God will provide. Sister Jean, could you come to the piano tonight? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. I know we know the scripture well. But Paul inserted in the middle of a conversation, in the middle of instruction, he inserted these words, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." I didn't show up today and I won't show up tomorrow just because I felt good. I feel great today, don't get me wrong. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show up next Sunday if the Lord lets me live that long, and if He don't come between now and then. I'm going to show up next Sunday whether I feel good or I feel bad. Whether life is grand or whether the bottom has been jerked out from under me. Because I know this. It's not how I feel. It's not what I see. But it's all about who He is. We walk by faith in who God is, and not by sight. And if you'll keep doing that, let me tell you something. You're going to find your ram caught in a thicket when you get to the place and the time. And you're going to step back and you're going to say, God, let me tell you, come on. You're going to take somebody, you may come to me, or you may stand up in this church and say, let me just say, God will provide. May not be when I wanted it. May not have been when I thought it should have happened. But I know that if you'll keep walking with God, He's going to provide that miracle. Amen. He's going to provide that solution. He's going to provide that healing. Amen. He's going to provide that deliverance. Amen. But we must keep the faith in God. Amen. Let's stand together tonight. I want us to bow our heads just for a second tonight. I appreciate you being here, church. I truly do. I believe it's so important for you and I to come together in God's house and love each other and worship God together and receive His Word together, pray together. To understand that we're truly a family. We didn't show up to judge each other tonight. We didn't show up to see who was holier, more righteous. The only righteousness we have is Jesus Christ. So tonight, when it comes to responding to God, let's not allow the thoughts that somebody may think bad of me or judge me dictate how we respond to Him tonight. Let's understand that we're all in this thing together, church. We need each other. You're here tonight. I just want us to bow our heads and close our eyes. You're here tonight. Say, Brother Chris, I don't even know where the place is. I don't know how I'm going to get to where I need to get to. I don't have the answers. I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't even know if I have the strength to make it another day. Just sometimes I feel like throwing in the towel and just saying it's not worth it. Can I tell you it is worth it? And God will provide. If you will keep your... I didn't say you could believe and you could have confidence in the situation or have faith in the situation or have faith in the people surrounding the situation or whatever it is. I'm saying have faith in God tonight. Have faith in God that He is going to bring you to where you need to be, and there is going to be the provision of God waiting on you, the miracle that you need, that He is going to make sure. That He's going to make sure that provision is there if you'll keep following Him. If you're here tonight, say, Brother Chris, I need faith. Just to keep following God. I need God to strengthen my commitment and strengthen my faith in Him, to know that as long as I'll keep following Him and serving Him, that He is going to provide in the situation of my life. You're here tonight, say, Brother Chris, can you pray for me that God will give me faith for the journey? That's you. Won't you raise your hand? Say, Brother Chris, will you pray for me tonight? God sees those hands tonight. Hey, I want to tell you something. You can make it. I know it's difficult. I know it's hard. But if you have the willingness to make it tonight, God is going to make sure that you have the grace to make it. Keep the faith. I'm not talking about believing yourself. I'm not talking about believing in how strong you are or the things that you can figure out. Because I want to tell you something. If you're dependent on yourself, you'll never make it. But if you'll have faith in God, you will see God's provision fulfilled in your life. But it has to be in Him tonight. Unwavering, unquestioning faith. This week, God has dealt with me in this message, and this week I started praying a prayer, and I want to tell you something. I don't think that it's a sin to ask God why. Job did. I've heard it, and I don't know where they got it, and I'm sure it was just a way that they said it, but I remember as a kid growing up, preachers preaching that Job never questioned God. Yes, he did. Job was a great man of faith, but there was days that he said, God, I don't understand. I don't understand why I'm going through what I'm going through, God. I don't understand why you've put this on me, God. After all, the Bible says that Job was a perfect man, a righteous man. But you know that every time that Job made those statements of, God, I don't know why I'm going through what I'm going through. You know what? Every time he'd turn around and he would say something to the nature of, though you slay me, Lord, I'm still going to trust you. I don't understand why I'm going through what I'm going through, and I don't have the answers for it. But God, this is what I do. No, I'm going to do. I'm just going to keep having faith in you. Because if I'll keep trusting you, you're going to bring me through it. Guess what happened in Job's life? The Bible says that Job at the end of his life had double than what he had at the beginning of his life. Why is that? Is it because God had greater favor and he respected Job more than he respects you? No. You know why it is? Because Job just kept having faith in God. And because he did that, he reached the place of God's provision in his life. Anybody else, raise your hand and say, Brother Chris, I need the faith just to keep walking with God. Just to keep walking with God one day at a time, one step at a time. I don't need the answers right now. I don't need the plan unfolded in front of me. I just need God to instill that faith in me just to keep walking with Him. Let me tell you something. If you want the faith tonight, God's more than willing to give it to you. I'm going to open these altars to everybody in this place. I want us all to find us a place to pray, church, and ask God to strengthen that faith in us, that in spite and regardless of what we may endure in our life, that we're just simply going to believe God and that we're going to see His provision. But if you raise your hand, I want you down here tonight. I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you that God's strength will sustain you tonight.